the laws associated with wearing talis and tzitzis on Tisha B'Av. It's recorded in the Rishayim, the Meram Rothenberg, the Igor, brought down in the Torah in the Machaber and Shulchan Aruch, chapter 555, halacha 1, that on Tisha B'Av it is customary to wear the talis katan under one's clothing, and that it is worn without a bracha. Meaning, even those who are normally accustomed to wear the talis katan on top of their clothing, as writes the Mechaber in chapter 8 in Hilchos Tzitzis, and as is the custom of chassidim of various sects and other sects of Jewry, on Tisha B'Av they are to wear it under their clothing. And likewise, even those who say a bracha on a talis katan, they are not to do so on the day of Tisha B'Av. The reason for this is, explains the Levush, because the pasuk in Eicha states, Betza Imrasai, which means that the fringes of God were belittled, and therefore we try to hide them and not make them so conscious and apparent on Tisha B'Av. However, not all poskim agree to the aspect that you shouldn't say a bracha on the talis katan. The Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Pischa Yalim, and so rules the Yavetz in the Siddur, that if you happen to be wearing a new talis katan in the morning, then you should say a bracha on it. Practically, one is to sleep with his talis katan and continue wearing the pair the next day in order to avoid this discussion of the blessing, as then, according to all, a blessing is not recited. Now, based on the idea that the Mechaber wrote that it's worn under the clothing, many are accustomed to tuck their tzitzis in on the day of Tisha B'Av and the night before, not having it show at all. And so was the custom of the Leket Yosher, that even though in general Ashkenazim are accustomed to wear out their tzitzis from their pants, so they are seeable, or Re'isa Maisam, on Tisha B'Av we tuck it in. Nonetheless, there are those who wear the tzitzis out as usual and don't follow this custom. Regarding kissing the tzitzis, the widespread custom of the world is not to hold or kiss the tzitzis by Baruch She'amar or while saying Shema by Shachris of Tisha B'Av. So we don't hold it at all and we don't kiss it at all. And the reason is once again, due to the ruling of the Mechaber that on this day we are to wear it under the clothing, hence implying that we make it unapparent. Certainly the Talis Gadol is not worn at all by Shachris, and it is only worn by Mincha. In which case a blessing is said. However, those who are accustomed based on Kabbalah to put on talis and tefillin privately by Shachris, then they would do so with a blessing already by Shachris. Despite the above discussion, one is certainly to continue wearing a talis katan on Tisha B'Av as well, and it is only that he should wear it in an inconspicuous manner without saying a blessing, as we explained.